Hi, it's me, your ex-math teacher. What am I to you? I'm calling to say that. Okay, listen, I didn't expect to see you yesterday. I just thought it was nice that you'd come back to high school, just to thank me for pushing you to apply to Ivy League colleges and for teaching you about the virtues of self-imposed discipline and academic pursuits. Oh, the irony. I was so proud to have been able to make an impression on such a promising young boy. You're so cruel. It was smooth, the way you steered the conversation so that I would talk about my divorce. You already knew, didn't you? Such a small town. And you also knew that talking about it would make me feel all sad and lonely. I realize now that you knew exactly how to manipulate me. You were standing over me, dominating me with your height. I was already under your insolent, forceful charm. I didn't even try to stand up. I just sat there at my desk. And then you put your hand on my shoulder, gripping softly, just enough so that I could feel your strength. You must have known it was the first time a man had touched me in months. You bastard. And then you said so gently to me. You said you wanted to give me a gift to show your appreciation for my hard work. For a minute there, I was actually touched. Silly me. I tried to resist, to say you didn't need to. I still thought I was in control at this point. But I was too flattered, and I accepted. I never could have guessed what you were going to do next. I still can't believe it. You took your fucking cock out of your jeans in the middle of the fucking school. You're such a bastard. You know you have the most beautiful cock. And I'm sure that being a very astute young man, you've noticed me chew my hair, bite my lips, suck on pen caps just a little too often. You know what that usually means. You were completely confident in my inability to resist your young, hard cock. It was still a pretty big risk, you know. If I wasn't such a dirty cock slut, you could be in jail right now. But fuck me, right? I'm not that strong. I tried to protest, but my breath caught in my throat, and the words wouldn't come out. I started sliding from my chair as my knees became weak and my arms limp. And there was no hiding that involuntary swipe of my tongue to stop the drool escaping from my lips. That was the signal you were waiting for, right? You grabbed a fistful of my hair firmly, and you pulled. I was on my knees in an instant, my nose pressed against your crotch, your balls on my chin, and your cock resting on my face. My sense of smell is so strong that my head was blank except for your scent. Oh, you woke the whore in me. But you already know that. And then you took your cock in your free hand and started abusing my poor little slutty mouth. Oh, you treated me like a fuck toy. Oh, but you told me you would take care of me, that you would devote yourself to me and my happiness, that you would always be there for me, and that I would never be lonely, all while you were fucking my face in a manner so forceful and merciless, I couldn't think straight. I just wanted that moment to last forever. The feeling of you raping my throat as I sat on my knees, useless, if not for my mouth. Oh, I fucking hope no one heard me gag or saw me humiliated, strings of drool dripping down onto my shirt. God, what if I hadn't kept a spare in my office, you brat? Oh, you didn't warn me before coming. You just pulled my head even closer, forcing your way into me. And your cum began to fill my mouth. Oh, there was so much. And I drank it without even thinking. I swallowed it all like a good little cum slut. After you were done with me, I regained a little sense. I acted like I was hurt and angry. But it was all just a facade to maintain what little was left of my pride. I stormed off and hated myself for being so fucking happy. So proud of myself for behaving that lowly. I've thought about it, you know. In fact, that's all I've thought about since it happened. And I'm actually calling to tell you, you win. I surrender. Do whatever you want with me. Tell me where to wait for you. I'll be patient. When you enter the room, I'll be already on my knees, mouth open, tongue on display, hands resting gently on my thighs, so that all you have to do is walk straight ahead, and your cock will be in my mouth. My mouth is yours now. Use it as you please. But please, I beg of you, please use my pussy too. Oh, it's aching for you. Oh, spread my legs. Feel the wetness of my cunt. And then, without any warning, pound it like you hate it. Make my inside scream. Oh, ram into me. Be violent. Tear me apart. I'm all yours. In fact, I'll tell you everything you can do to me. I am older, and I'm sure I know some tricks you could never dream of. I'll be good to you. since you're so generous with me.